At yesterday's press conference, President Biden said he thought it more likely than not that Russian leader Vladimir Putin would, as Biden put it, move in on Ukraine.
Biden also spoke about the possibility of a, quote, minor incursion, as opposed to a full invasion, all of which required some further explanation from the White House after he finished. Biden is clear about one thing, however. He will not send U.S. forces into Ukraine.
For more on this, we're joined by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, how did the White House clarify the president's remarks?
Well, Biden's remarks did create some confusion, so the White House swiftly put out a statement saying, quote, if any Russian military forces move across the Ukrainian border, that's a renewed invasion, and it will be met with a swift, severe, and united response.
All right, so let's break this down. What kind of military assistance is the U.S. currently providing to Ukraine?
The U.S. has been providing military aid since Russia's 2014 invasion of Ukraine. This has been a lot of small arms and ammunition, and most prominently these Javelin anti-tank weapons. All this aid runs at a little over $400 million a year. Britain is sending anti-tank weapons. Turkey has sold armed drones. Now, all of this would help Ukraine defend against Russian tanks and other armored vehicles so they could harass or slow down the Russians, but it's not nearly enough to be decisive if Russia does indeed send the 100,000 troops it currently has near the border.
Yeah, I heard the words tanks and drones, but not troops as far as the U.S. or NATO sending any. So has any country offered to send forces to help Ukraine?
No, and I spoke about this with Stephen Pfeiffer. He's a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine who's now at Stanford. And he said it's very important that the U.S. be crystal clear on this point.
You would not see American or NATO forces on the ground fighting the Russians on Ukraine's behalf. I don't want the Ukrainian government to make a decision based on a miscalculation of how much help they can get from the West.
So President Biden has specifically ruled out U.S. troops. Now, the U.S. does have small contingents that rotate through Ukraine to train the military. So right now there's more than 100 members of the Florida National Guard, a unit known as Task Force Gator. They're currently in western Ukraine, but they're there to train, not to fight.
So if it's just Ukraine by itself against Russia, could they withstand it?
Probably not. I mean, the general view is that if Russia sends in a large force, it could probably take one at once. But what would Russia want? Maybe Putin just wants a tighter grip on the eastern part of the country near Russia's border to sort of create a buffer zone there. Maybe he wants to go all the way to the capital, Kiev, to install a Russia-friendly government. Stephen Pfeiffer says he doesn't know what Putin will do, but he says the Russian leader does fear a Ukraine that's integrated with the West.
If you have a Ukraine moving towards the West that fully consolidates its democracy and then gets its economic reforms really in place so the economy begins to perform in the way it should, that's a nightmare for the Kremlin.
So Ukraine has a long way to go before it becomes that kind of country, but Putin believes that Ukraine should be aligned with Russia and not with the West.